Y'all, welcome to another episode of the Millennium Power Podcast. I am your host, Kenny, and on this podcast, we empower, impact, and encourage. And I will, again, like to thank you all for joining me. And before we start with today's broadcast, I'm going to start off with a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for every listener, God. We just ask that you have your way on this broadcast, oh God. I declare that everything that I say, Lord God, would literally open up the ear gates of your people to push them to be better in what they do and what you've called them to do. Lord, we just declare that you're going to have your way on this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And today's topic is, it's time for you to boss up. Say that with me. It is time for me to boss up. You know, the world is evolving. Time is moving so fast. And literally, if you want to be great at what God called you to do, you literally have to boss up in many areas. Literally every area and aspect that you can boss up in. And you know, the weight of your success is really going to be determined by your level of preparation and determination. Literally, if you're wanting to do bigger and better things, you have to be prepared and determined. Like literally, preparation and determination are literally two key components that will literally play a big part in how successful you're going to be. So literally, if you have a level one of preparation and determination, your outcome is going to be a level one. Those bigger, better things are literally going to require more out of you because it's those levels of success are literally going to consist of more. You know, I'm a firmer believer of working smart and not hard. And sometimes working smart literally is going to require you to be prepared and literally determined. You know, sometimes the work is only hard because we're not prepared and we're not determined. And when you're not prepared, it makes the execution very hard. You know, one of my favorite professors at Virginia State University, he's a retired professor. His name is Professor Cortez Dow. He literally stated one of the most powerful quotes that literally shifted my perspective. Like, I didn't even really care about what I learned in this class. But that one quote that he said to me literally shifted my perspectives. And I believe that that one quote had a huge impact and a huge influence on my life. And that quote is, "There is no substitution for preparation." Again, I'm going to say that again because that thing is just meaty. That thing got some weight on it. There is no substitution for preparation. And that statement is very true. Like, you cannot come up with an alternative for not being prepared. And I know for myself, in times past, I was a go with the flow type of person. I was a work under pressure type of person. And that made me a last minute person. And you know, I'm not going to lie. Being the go with the flow type of person and working under pressure and being a last minute person, the execution was really great, but the process was horrible. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I literally, in all things that I do, I would say that, you know, sometimes it would have a little mishap, a little malfunction, but the outcome will be so great. But when I would look back on the process, I'm like, that process was trash. You know, it's kind of like being a student in college. You know, you have all this time to study. You have all this time to gather all this information. And you're like, I'm going to hold it off till tomorrow. And then tomorrow come. I'm going to hold it off till next week. The next week come. I'm going to hold it off till next month. Next month come. And then it's time for finals. Now you find yourself cramming all this information when you had all this time to just study. And yeah, you may have got an A on a final, but still, being prepared would have helped you, like, you know, make the whole process smoother. And you know, that is such a major problem. You know, a lot of stuff can be avoided if we prepared. And when you prepared, that makes you determined. If you get things done when you're supposed to get things done, you literally, you get that power surge in you to just want to keep going. You know, they're mutual. Preparation and determination is on the same level. I can't be determined if I'm not prepared, because there's no determination if there's nothing to be like. There's no determination if there is no weight behind what you have determination for. So basically, I'm not about to be determined off of an empty glass. I need some water in that glass. I need to know, I need to have that stability, you know? And that is a huge problem for some of us, because we have no discipline and we don't have no self-control. And, you know, self-discipline and self-control requires you to come out of yourself. And I get it, it's hard. Like, even with me, I'm on a vegetarian diet and I messed up for the holidays eating meat, but I'm going to make myself go back to that vegetarian diet, because I realize how much just me being disciplined in one area, it opens up the doors for many other areas. And, you know, on this broadcast, I'm going to challenge you in at least 5 areas to be disciplined and have self-control in, you know, that, you know, like I said, once you get one area solidified, that opens up the area for other things. And, you know, time is drawing nigh, and it's time for you to boss up. God called you to be a boss. But you got to put some work behind that thing. And the first area that I'm challenging you to boss up in is spiritually. Like I said in my last broadcast, and like I say all the time, God is the foundation of everything that you do. He's the head and not the tail. Literally, God is the CEO of what you do. So talk to God more than you have. Start off with communication on a time schedule, like morning, noon, and night. Then you're going to realize you're talking to God all the time. And that's one thing I realize. When I try to make sure that I, you know, pray morning, noon, and night. Then I find sometimes I'm praying between noon and night. Like, God, you go work this thing out. God, I just love you. God, you just awesome. Man, you a fun God. You know, people don't put respect on you, God, but I love you. And sometimes you don't have to be deep, so deep when you talking to God. Talk to him like he your friend, but have some respect for him like you talking to your mother and father. You go put some respect on God's name. Hello. And then also, when it comes to reading the word in the Holy Bible, just my bishop tells us all the time, just if you want to become a student of the word, just meditate on one scripture a week. Literally, just practicing that one scripture. Then you're not realizing that you're remembering that scripture. That scripture is in your bloodstream. That scripture is in your DNA. Then you be like, yo, this thing got some power on it. I want some more scriptures. Then you eventually find yourself reading scriptures every 5 seconds. That's just how it happens. And then the next area that I'm challenging you all in is mentally and emotionally. Make sure that you think nothing but positive things and have positive thoughts. Literally, check yourself. Even when negativity rises up, you shut that thing down immediately. And you use those scriptures. You start praying. No weapon formed against me will be able to prosper. So you talking about me, but what you saying don't got no power behind it. And you know, Bible declares, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So I warn you, Satan, in Jesus' name, leave me alone. And you start making prophetic declarations over yourself. Start declaring and prophesying on yourself. I am going to be a millionaire. You know, I may be experiencing this one little trial, but I'm going to overcome this thing. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I will overcome. This ain't nothing but a test that I've already passed. And you know, some things, sometimes we don't talk about this, but treat yourself every now and then. take yourself out. Take yourself to the movies. Go get your own pedicure and manicure. But let wisdom be your guide. If you ain't got the money to do that, you better go ahead and go to the store and buy your own little meal, your own little steak and lobster. You do your own pedicure in your tub. Glory to God. And then my third area that I'm challenging you all is I believe is one of the biggest and most important areas ever, financially. Put yourself on a financial diet and budget. Stop spending all this unnecessary money that you don't need to spend and that you don't even yourself have. You ain't got no money. Stop trying to spend it. And I'm preaching to myself, because let me tell you something. I would literally have $10 in my bank account. And knowing I got food in the fridge, but I'm just craving this donut, this hamburger. I don't do that anymore. I would literally spend that last $10 not realizing that I got food in the house to eat. Now I'm complaining that I ain't got no money when I just spent all my money on something unnecessary when I could have made that same thing that I bought myself. Start saving money. Open up a bank account. Challenge yourself. I'm telling you, once you start doing your part financially, it's going to prove to God that you can handle the supernatural wealth that he wants to bless you with. Yes, I'll say that again. Once you prove your part and do your part financially, it's going to show God that you can handle the riches and the wealth that he wants to bless you with. Because there is a level of blessings and favor that God wants to release to you just because you've been faithful of what you already have. You know, if you're faithful of the few things, he's going to make you ruler over many. God wants to open up that window of heaven and pour out them blessings to you that you may not have room enough to receive it. Glory to God. And my fourth level and way that I want to challenge you in is intellectually. Sorry. It's time to broaden your intellect. You know, as you go higher, your intellect should be higher. Now, don't become no super student reading everybody's material, going out and reading some of this unnecessary stuff, because some stuff don't have no weight behind it and it don't have no real content on it. Just become more mature in your comprehension of things. And make sure you become aware and a student of the fields that you want to pursue. So when people come up to you inquiring about things, you know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And then my last and final level that I want to challenge you on, that I think a lot of people don't take serious, but I literally take this serious, is physically. A lot of people don't realize, but your health is very important. Like, your body needs to be in a healthy space for what you're supposed to be doing. You don't want to be teaching a class on something and you out of breath. You don't want to be a dance instructor and you out of shape. Challenge yourself. And if that means that you have to change the way you eat and exercise, do that. Stop eating fried foods all the time. Eat some baked things, some grilled things, and, you know, have fried foods on Saturdays. But put yourself back on that healthy way of eating and exercising. And I believe, you know, all these things play a part with each other. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, intellectually, physically. And, you know, there could be more things that you can do and challenge yourself in. But I'm only just challenging you with five things. Challenging you spiritually, number one. Number two, mentally and emotionally. Number three, financially. Number four, intellectually. And number five, physically. So analyze within yourself and in your life, what you need to work on in those five areas. And you don't have to be super deep and create these super duper Superman goals for yourself. Be realistic. Know what works for you. Start off small and then work your way up. But I like to thank you guys for joining me for this broadcast. And know that it is time for you to boss up. Boss up, CEO. Boss up, entrepreneur. Boss up, millionaire. It's time for you to live your best life and be great. And again, thank you for joining me. And you all have a blessed, prosperous, great, anointed day. Have a great day.